Well, we know we're going to have a new governor elected, and the race just seems to get bigger and bigger, and it will get along the way messier and messier. So it's important to pay attention to all people running and make your decision. Perry Johnson might have been unknown a few years ago, but became very well known running for president, running for now governor. And being a very successful businessman and now Republican gubernatorial candidate, Perry Johnson, took part in a debate last night with a number of other Republican candidates, talked about his plans. And if you might have missed that, as I did, that debate, we're going to get some information directly from Perry Johnson right now. Perry, good to have you back.
Well, delighted to be back, Paul W. How have you been?
I've been good. I wasn't surprised to see you say I'm jumping in, because you're a businessman. You've been a very, very successful businessman, and I get the impression you're not the kind of guy who will stand around and watch things go not the way you think they should go. So how do you think they should go? What would you do differently if you became the governor of the great state of Michigan?
Well, I laid out that message last night in that debate. It's unfortunate that it wasn't televised.
Most people didn't see it, so I would not.
No,
I wouldn't just keep referring back to that. I would tell us right now what you want to lay out.
Yes, because it resonated, and 46. We got on the straw poll. We won. I think we got 46%. We won by 46% of the vote. So they liked the message. The message is quite simple. We have a situation where we have a government that loves to spend your money, and they've been wasting money for a long time. We don't know whether the wasting of money comes just from one area or another area. We don't know whether it's just that they throw the money away because it's ridiculous projects or whether it's fraud, but whatever, some of the stuff is really nuts. Understand that when Gretchen Whitmer took office, our budget was at $49 billion, and now it's approaching $87 billion. Now, that is a record increase of any state, and I have one simple theme, and that is I am going to become more efficient, so because we are going to eliminate the state income tax. That income tax is an onerous thing for Michigan. And if we eliminate the income tax, your typical family will end up with $4,747 more in their pocket every year. Now, I have spent my entire life bringing quality and efficiency to companies. That's all I do. You know, when I started, it started in the auto industry at a time when they were struggling, and I thought I knew how to solve the problem. And I introduced statistical process control. Eventually, that took off like hotcakes, and then I wrote a book on ISO 9000, the quality standard. And now, Perry Johnson Registrars and Perry Johnson Laboratory Accreditation have helped over 60,000 companies here, and we operate in 67 countries. I want to bring that same quality and efficiency to our state. And by doing that, we will be able to eliminate this income tax, improve the quality of our schools, improve the quality of our life, and we will be able to reform the property tax, which is so onerous for some of the elderly, particularly our senior citizens who have paid off their home and still have to pay property tax. So we are throwing away money that we shouldn't be throwing away. And because I have a skill set that has been bringing quality and efficiency to companies, I'm the perfect guy to bring that quality and efficiency to our state. And I have three wonderful kids. I want them to stay here. I don't want them moving. We have to recognize that in Michigan, we have been losing population over the period of the last 30 years. But we can change all that. We have to give people a reason to stay here. Just in Metro Detroit, there are 550,000 students, and we're going to lose 40% of them within the first 5 years. But if we create a better environment for people to stay, suddenly things change. Every single state, without exception, that has eliminated the income tax ignited that state. Tennessee, for example, had the same problems we had. But look at what happened when they eliminated the income tax. It suddenly started booming. They had a declining population for 20 years, and now it's soaring. Where did Ford put the plant? Ford put their new plant not here, but over there in Tennessee. There was a time when Michigan was a bastion of opportunity. People flocked from all over the world to this very state. In fact, for the first time in history, you could have a situation where a middle-class person could have a great life. They could, for $5 a day, support their family, have a car, have a home, send their kids to college, and people flocked here. We can do it again. We just have to make it a more attractive environment. To do that, we eliminate the income tax. We give people a reason to stay. We are in a position where when we do things that help business, we help everyone here, because as you have more people coming here, you have more opportunities here. As you have more people coming here, we get more revenue. The state blossoms. I say we make this change. And let's be realistic. If you don't have a background in bringing quality and efficiency, it's pretty hard for you to do it. If I had my mother that needed heart surgery, I wouldn't go ask an attorney. If I had a problem with my teeth, I'm not going to go ask an accountant to fix my teeth. The bottom line is, if you want somebody to bring quality and efficiency to our state, you want to be able to eliminate the income tax while ameliorating the quality of all of our services, you need somebody like me. And I'm
Perry Johnson, a businessman, Republican gubernatorial candidate. Short answers for all these questions now. Can we do away with the state income tax and the property tax? Is that possible?
Well, first of all, I want to make it very clear. Property tax, to eliminate property tax, you need an amendment. Okay, it's a constitutional amendment. When people start talking about this, it's a multi-year job. Then you can't really eliminate all of the property taxes overnight. That's an impossible
thing. All right,
thing.
Then let me quickly ask, you've said clearly about
cutting. That's why you start with the income tax. Let's
cutting the state's 4.25% income tax. And then do you believe that because you're auditing every dime that's being spent by the state, we won't have to worry about making up the billions of dollars in lost revenue from a cut income tax?
Well, it's not just auditing. I wrote a book, 2 Cents to Save America. I talked about what we needed to do in order to be able to eliminate all of this frivolous spending and to change the way we're thinking. Because right now in government, they try to spend every penny they have in their budget. In fact, the last 90 days, they go out of their way to see how they can spend that money so they can get more money the next year. Now, if we ran our family that way in our budget, think about it. If you told your wife, oh, let's make sure we're broke every year. I mean, heck, I'd be having to go in for therapy on a regular basis.
Yes.
But that's how our government really runs. So you have to change that, change the mindset, and you have to literally become more efficient in every way. Now, understand that our budget has gone up exponentially. We had a $49 billion budget when she took office. Now it is up to $87 billion. If it had gone up at the rate of inflation, you'd only have increased about $25 billion. So we'd be sitting there looking at a situation dramatically different than we have now, because our budget would already be $20 billion less than it is. And the income tax that's collected is about $13 billion. So we would not only be able to eliminate the income tax that we have right now, if we had just used discretion, we would have also been able to make major inroads in the property tax. So the bottom line is, it's a matter of efficiency, and it's a matter of paying attention to what goes on. Do you realize that we spent $11 billion in 1 year by overpaying the unemployment and Medicaid? 1 year alone. What about increasing the speed of the Amtrak train? We tried to increase the speed of the Amtrak train by 10 miles an hour, and we spent $1 billion to try to do it. We didn't even succeed. What about education? In education, we threw $1 billion at it, right? $1 billion a year to try to improve the reading. Yet, it went down. We were 28th in the country. Now we're 44th in the country.
Perry, you've done a great job. You've laid out a lot of different things, but I want people to know where they can go online to get more of the Perry Johnson story. Where do we go?
Go to perryjohnson.com.
That's easy.
And by the way, we have a great state, and we want people to flock here. I want my kids to stay here, and I think everybody does.
PerryJohnson.com, PerryJohnson.com. We wish you the best of luck. Perry Johnson, Republican gubernatorial candidate. We continue in Focus on WJR.